Thousands of employees at Marriott hotels and other hotels around the world are being trained to spot sex trafficking. Earlier this week, we spoke with Heather Jarvis of the Safe Harbor Outreach Project. She told us that some solo female travelers and sex workers feel that the training is well-intentioned, but may be doing more harm than good. This morning, we take another look at the story. Melendi Muse is a support specialist at Thrive. She joins me live in studio. Good morning, Mel.
Good morning.
What do you think this training initiative is important?
I think, first of all, I'd like to say that the Marriott, I think, has done a really good job at bringing this issue to the forefront again. For a really, really long time, people have been asking a lot of the people in the community to step up to the plate. So that's bar owners, restaurant owners. We see a lot of airline people being staffed or being trained. And now hotels are being trained. And I think it's really important that people realize that this training is specifically to point out victims of trafficking. This is not to target women or anybody else who does this by choice. This is not a move against anybody, any consenting adult that's in the sex trade. This is specifically for trafficking victims and for their safety.
How big an issue is sex trafficking? Many people will think it's something from the movies. How real is it?
And I think that's the problem, is people do think it's in the movies and it's been in the big cities and it doesn't happen here. And absolutely, 100%, it does happen here. It's a huge issue here. Our numbers and our wait list for our Blue Door program are, you know, always very high. It's a huge problem here and one that we don't address enough.
What are the benefits of that type of training? Because if the end result is that some solo female travelers or sex workers doing it of their own volition are being targeted or identified, it's good intentions, but what happens when it goes wrong like that?
So what happens when it goes wrong, if it does in fact go wrong, is it gives us a great opportunity to learn. This training is a really good thing that's come out. Is it going to be implemented perfectly? Absolutely not. Is every employee that's trained by this hotel chain going to execute that training absolutely perfectly? No, of course it's not. There's always going to be room for human error with this stuff. So what it leaves us with is this huge opportunity to address those issues as they happen and make this training a better thing.
I spoke with some of the local hotels, and they say what they've instructed their staff to do is to try to identify underage girls who may indeed be the victims of sex trafficking, not necessarily those who are adult women.
Absolutely, and that's the thing. It's specifically targeted towards underage workers, people who look like they might be in distress, people who look underage. Like when I look through the risk factors that they go through in their training, it's very similar to the training that Casey does when we go out and train service providers. So I think it's important to remember this is where the training is focused. And again, as I said, if people do get it wrong and target the wrong group of people, then that's something, yes, we do need to fix.
You say that, you know, you see someone who might be in distress. What other risk factors should people be looking for?
A lot of times this is someone who looks underage. There could be someone who accompanies them every time, that we would call them a trafficker. There's a whole bunch of different things to look out for, cues to look for, signs to look for. Sometimes it's the way people dress. And we're a pretty small community here, Patty. Like, we can pretty much be sure that we're going to know who's around our community and who's doing what. So it's just giving these hotel workers the tools they need to probably address things that they already knew were happening.
Outside of being sex trafficking, going through hotels and airports and the like, not so long ago when we spoke, we talked about the potential for underage people being employed in massage parlors.
Yes.
Anything come of that?
The quick answer to that would be no. There's been some discussions around it. I know we're trying to work with the RNC and with the city about if, in fact, this moratorium is going to be lifted, that there be better regulations in place for that stuff to not happen. So again, that whole thing that we tried to do there was not around consensual adult people in the sex trade. It was about underage people and people who didn't want to be there. So it's an ongoing project.
And when we talk about law enforcement and sex work, sex workers are loath to deal with the law enforcement agencies, or so we're told. So how do you strike the balance with partnering with the RNC, which you absolutely need to make any forward progress, and recognizing that many sex workers are fearful of the police?
Absolutely. I mean, and that's been I've tried to make that my focus, and we've had some really good headway with that. I've been working really close with the RNC. I've just finished my four-week rotation to go in and train and speak to all patrol officers. We have actually seen a rise in our participants coming and asking to speak to the police because they see me having a better relationship with them. So we've had some really, really good movement forward in that, which, but this stuff takes time. you know, this is going to take a lot of time to build up the trust on both sides. But I think we've seen some progress in that. So obviously we're doing the work, we're doing, you know, we're doing the right work, and women are coming forward a little bit more about things.
Do you think the public's perception of sex work has changed now that we have these conversations openly and honestly, mm-hmm. whether it be with you or Heather or Bridget from SHOP? Do you think the public is starting to change its tune on saying, well, you know, that's sex workers, that's a dangerous job. You pick your own poison, you pick your own battles, which is not really very helpful.
No, it's not really very, very helpful. And sometimes that's the outcome of trainings or presentations that sometimes can have conflicting messages. So I think the public perception has changed, but I think it's changed in two ways. I think some people did what you kind of said and said, okay, well, those people are sex workers, and, you know, that's one of the risks of being involved is these type of things can happen to you. So I think we've had a group of people that have gone that way, but we've also had a group of people that have said, wow, we had no idea what the reality was for some of these women, and we had no idea that young people were involved and they even participate in Casey trainings. And they went, okay, maybe this is not just a matter of choice. Maybe this is just not a matter of this is what they choose and this is what they deserve. So there's been some really interesting conversations happening in the public. But what I'd like to stress to kind of everybody is, if you want to know more about the reality of what it is like for these women and men to be in the sex trade, is actually ask the survivors and not people that speak for them.
Mel, it's good to see you this morning. Thanks for this.
Thank you very much.
That's Mel Mew. She's a support specialist at Thrive.